Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Simpson men's basketball picked up the first win under head coach Kyle Jones in American Rivers Conference play on Saturday on the road at Luther. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA. We get a chance to catch up with Coach Jones right after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. And welcome back one final time. Post-game coverage live on 94.3 KNIA. A long road trip to Decorah turns into the first American Rivers Conference victory for Simpson and head coach Kyle Jones. Coach, feels good to get number one out of the way, and you did it, taking on a Luther team with both teams, I think, struggling to score in that second half, but great defense, great rebounding for the Storm to secure the win.
Yeah, it's I always have a hoarse voice when I talk to you, Andrew, and Mike Doc Rivers over here, but it's a credit to our guys. I mean, they battled, right? I mean, you can't always control if your shots are going in, but they absolutely battled. Guys in the huddle, guys on the bench, we truly believed in each other. They gave each other energy. They picked each other up. We had unbelievable huddles and unbelievable contributions off the bench from every guy today. It was big time.
My two players of the game, I think Michael Kasperbauer came off, doesn't see a lot of that varsity time. You knew you needed a spark off the bench with the rotation a little thin with Bo Houston being out with injury. He comes in, hits an immediate three, makes a couple of hustle plays, and you can't ask for much more than a freshman to come in and do that.
Yeah, Mike's a guy. His energy is contagious. Freshman on our team. All he's done all year is just battle and practice. He literally was playing scout team leading up to this game and all the other games we had, and he just looked like he was ready to go. And he knew the scout. He knew the game plan. He knew what he needed to do, and credit to him that he stepped up. That was big time.
I know I kind of mentioned in pregame coverage, Simpson has played with each of their five American Rivers Conference opponents to today pretty much the entire game, except for about a 5-6 minute stretch where the other team kind of takes control. Simpson has trouble scoring the ball. That happened today, but it was on the defensive end. What was working defensively, especially in that second half?
Yeah, I mean, our guys challenge each other, and any coach knows, like, a player-led program is better than a coach-led program, and they're challenging each other at halftime in the huddle. Hey, we got to finish plays better. We got to contest better. We got to talk better. And it was a credit to those guys that, you know, just refused to lose today. You know, they had the multiple efforts, the shot contests. They did whatever they could to grind out a win, and we're not going to apologize for any road win in college basketball. It's really hard.
Caden Remeyer, the only guy to make a field goal in the last 10 minutes of the game for Simpson, including pretty much the dagger, realizing he had the mismatch. When you have a senior coming back who returns under a new head coach, and it's hard for seniors to do, to start over. And he changes position a couple of times in college, and he comes in and he's a big part of your closing group today.
Yeah, and a credit to all our returners, Caden included. You know, obviously, when I was in college, I had a new coach coming in, and it's never easy, right? The culture's maybe a little different. You know, the style's different, and you know, you got this crazy coach from Wisconsin coming in, you know, talking about whatever he's talking about. So these guys have done a great job embracing me and our staff. And obviously that was a big-time shot from Caden. He was very courageous to take that thing, and he was not scared whatsoever. It was a big-time shot.
Austin Murrow as well has been one of your defensive lockdown guys, not necessarily been counted on for his offense, but comes in, scores, I think, 10 in the first half, and really kept the Storm afloat when you didn't get off to a great offensive start, but he was just taking what was given to him, faked some passes, and finished around the rim.
Yeah, Austin was very strong with the ball, pass fakes, shot fakes. Luther's been in that 1-2-2 zone for 4 or 5 straight games. They have not gotten out of it. And because of Austin making some plays and obviously others on our team, they went to man for the first time in a long time. So credit to Austin and all our guys going against that zone early.
Getting the first American Rivers Conference victory, what do you think that's going to mean to this group of guys to just kind of have their effort validated a little bit against a very tough conference slate so far?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and we've talked a number of times already this season, Andrew, like, we don't want to be outcome focused, right? We want to really worry about our process and our day-to-day and our habits and what we do. And really, our guys have been battling every day in practice, coming in the gym on their own, doing the things we ask them to. So it's really cool for me as a coach to see these guys get this win today and get a little bit of, like you said, that validation of, hey, man, we are doing the right stuff. Let's just keep our head down and let's keep working. Let's be together.
I think, again, my favorite part about this game was next man up. Matt Schubert and Marcus Hoppert getting into some foul trouble in the first half. you realize you're going to have to switch things up. But it didn't feel like the guys missed a beat out there, and I don't know if that would have been true 2 months ago for this squad. And again, that's just kind of getting to know each other, but I think that was a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, we didn't see any of the deer in the headlights today. Like, guys got in foul trouble, guys had issues, there's thumps. I mean, basketball is a game of runs, basketball is a game of adversity, and our guys just went next play. How do we win the next possession with whoever's on the floor with us? And guys that came in, they stepped up, their number was called, and they're ready.
Any final thoughts on the long road trip to Decorah? Maybe your first time here, I'm not sure, but it's not an easy gym to play in for whatever reason. The ball doesn't like to go down in this gym, but final thoughts on the win.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy this win. A little over 3.5 hours back, I did bring a couple movies. You know, you always got to bring some movies. So I'm thinking maybe Moneyball. Maybe that'll be the first one we throw in and see how they like that.
I rode the bus a couple years ago to Decorah. We watched Love and Basketball.
Okay,
so
I like that.
I like that one too. Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it. Again, that was Head Simpson men's basketball coach Kyle Jones after the Storm men's basketball team picked up the first American Rivers Conference victory of the season and under the tenure of head coach Kyle Jones. The Storm will be back in action on the road at BV on Wednesday and then, of course, back on the air Saturday on 94.3 KNIA, the one to count on for today's local sports coverage and the home of today's Lely Radio Sports page, KNIA KRLS.